It's Brother Hanson from Truth Love Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We are at the 16th chapter in the book of the Revelation. Now, let's briefly review some of these bowls. The first bowl, 16:2, the outbreak of festering and painful sores. Parallels of plague of the boils of Egypt. Second trumpet, a third of the sea turned to blood. And this goes right along with the Egyptian plagues. Now, the entire sea turns to blood, but not necessarily just blood, but to black coagulated type blood from a corpse is what it's detailing. 16 verse 4, paralleling the third trumpet, here all the fresh water turns to blood as it did in Egypt. We don't know if this covers the entire earth or not. It might just cover a certain area, geographic area like the Middle East. Now, 16 and verse 6, so you give them blood to drink as they deserve. An idea of retribution is unmistakably present here. To drink blood was one of the most abominable sins in Judaism and in the in Jerusalem. Council in the Acts of the Apostles told Christians to abstain from meat with the blood that was already in it. Now, Isaiah 49 and 26 says, I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with the juice of the grape. All mankind shall know that I am the Lord your Savior. Now, Ezekiel 38 and verse 21 describes the day of judgment as a time in which every man's sword will be against his brother. Thus, a time of upheaval and judgment. And this time of the Battle of Armageddon will take place in Megiddo. And it appears as though it will take place very soon in the future, not in the past. A lot of scholars, Bible scholars, have taught that these scriptures have already been fulfilled. And I don't believe they have to this point. I think they're on the horizon, and this generation will not pass unless all things be fulfilled. And this is what Jesus said. He said, all these things, will, once they start, they will continue until all things be fulfilled in the same generation. So let's keep that in mind as we read it. And the song in verses 5 and 7 parallels that in the 15, 3, and 4, actually. Now, the fourth bowl, 16, 8, and 9, whereas the fourth trumpet caused the sun to dim, here it heats up to the point that it scorches people. As I mentioned before, this is your true global warming. This is when God does it, not when the climate just automatically changes on its own. And it's not because of a SUV's gasoline exhaust pipe, because that's the earth has a lot more corrective ability than people think and than people give it. It's has nothing to do with SUVs. Or exhaust or anything like that of the such. the earth is powerful and it has a way of cleansing itself. So there's no, absolutely no greenhouse gases trapped up there. They don't trap. God made it to where it doesn't trap. It has nothing to do with greenhouse gases being trapped. Mark it down. That's a lie from those that want to collect your tax money. Okay, whereas the fourth trumpet caused the sun to dim, heats up, scorches people, no one is spared, and no one turns to God. No one repents after all of the torture that takes place, and all of the wrath of God. It still, they refuse to repent. They refuse to get right with God. And it's amazing to me that this happens. You would think that they would surely do something to correct this horrible, horrifying thing that's taking place, because, but no, they're so wrapped up in their own flesh and their own ways of thinking that they refuse to do it. And that is something that you just cannot understand. You really can't, because it just continues. They refuse to repent. They refuse to get right with God. Let's read on. Whereas the fourth trumpet caused the sun to dim. Now, this bowl is poured out directly over over certain areas. That I don't know if it's going to be poured out over the entire earth or not. Like the plagues of Egypt, they just went over a geographic area. And it may be close to the eruption of Vesuvius in 72 AD, which destroyed Pompeii. Now, as we read this 16th chapter, we can realize that God has a way of doing what he needs to do. And he did it in the past, and he'll do it in the future. And he can dry up a certain amount of area, and he can leave the other alone. It doesn't make sense for God to just destroy everything on the face of the earth. And I don't believe that's what he's talking about. Now, 16 verse 12. The great Euphrates dried up and prepared the way. In Jeremiah 50 and 38, the punitive invasion of Babylon is preceded by a drying up of her waters. This was fulfilled in B.C. 530 when the Persian king Cyrus diverted the Euphrates River, which flowed down the middle of Babylon, marching his troops down the dry riverbed and into the city from its unprotected side. Thus, the one barrier to invasion, which was the Babylonians probably felt they would never have to worry about, was overcome and the city fell. Now, John's Babylon, or the Babylon, spiritual Babylon, is what we're talking. If we're talking spiritual Babylon, then spiritual Holy Spirit might be the impedance, to the point where the Antichrist cannot go forward. So spiritual Babylon is drying up the Holy Spirit. You know, as 2 Thessalonians says, when he who hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way. The only thing that could be is the Holy Spirit, the church. And when he is taken out of the way, spiritual Babylon will go forward. And the Antichrist will be set free to do whatever he wants to do, which it's in the cards, folks. It's in the cards. So it's going to happen one way or another. And as you know, we think it may not. You may not be affected by it because you may be simply exempt from it by being taken up or raptured, or you may be protected by angels. So let's go on. I don't want to spend too much time on any particular thing. We'll never get through this. This is a reference to, now, the kings of the East. Now, we read John's Babylon, the spiritual Babylon, Almighty, pouring out his wrath upon her, providing a way for the kings of the East. Now, is it a symbolic way to provide the Antichrist with a free reign? Quite possibly. Now, 16 and 13, three unclean spirits like frogs. Here, John's description becomes even more grotesque. The Zoroastrian religion, for example, the religion of ancient Persia, the concept of dualism, light versus darkness, good versus evil, which John and other apocalyptic writers subscribe to very thoroughly, including angels and demons. In Zoroastrian, I'm sure I've ran into this very few times, but I have run into Zoroastrian. Those that, there've been some strange people, to say the least. When they proclaim to be Zoroastrians, you can bank on it, there's some strange behavior coming out of it. But in Zoroastrian, frogs were considered to be the source of plagues and death. There are three frogs, one from the mouth of each of the unholy trinity, the dragon, Satan, which he tries to mock and imitate God on virtually every area of the Holy Spirit. He tries to substitute and imitate it. Face it, he's trying to be God. He says, "I'll exalt myself above the throne of the God himself." And the beast and a false prophet. Now, the beast and the false prophet being groups of evil, demonically possessed people, which not necessarily one. Now, I know you've been taught this and told it millions of times. That the beast and the Antichrist are going to be one person, and that's it. But that's not the way it... I don't believe that is going to be the way it's going to be. Face it, there's always something that may be different from what you're thinking. The beast, those that promote the Antichrist, the news media has promoted the Antichrist for years. They promoted the Antichrist more than any false prophet might, face it. And they lie, and they perform miracles by their lies. Their lies are miraculous, to say the least. So then the beast is the evil, satanic, demonically oppressed, possessed, making up the body of Satan, actually, the body of Satan, you know, like the body of Christ. And he wants to virtually imitate everything that God does. Did you know that? He wants to reproduce it somehow every single time. Did you get that? So he speaks with a lying spirit, which is a miraculous lying spirit, proceeds out of the mouth of the false prophet. These frogs, they speak with lying, forked tongue, as the old Indian chief said. Men speak with forked tongue, and what an absolute miracle it is to have people believe this kind of junk and this kind of garbage, you know. But they do. They don't have a problem. You know, the lies, they say that a lie will travel around the world before the truth gets its boots on. And that is the truth, isn't it? A lie can go all the way around the world while the truth is getting its boots on. And that is a horrifying thing to think about. Anyway, let's read on. Lying frogs went forth from Satan. They come right out of Satan's mouth, these lying frogs. And they, in order to deceive the Babylonian Empire, the spiritual Babylon, and they have done it. Look how they've done it with Islam. They have deceived so many people with Islam, the great whore religion, to summon unto them, to gather them for this great battle. We'll get into that tomorrow, but we're simply out of time. I recognize now that we're simply out of time. So let's go ahead and close for now. God, we thank you. Save those that need to be saved now. Heal those that need to be healed. In Jesus' name, I call out disease and command it to leave the bodies. Strength, youth, and power come into their bodies right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find many of these already uploaded. Leave us a message. Give us a call at 928-368-6766, and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.